The regular meeting of the Rio Dell City Council was held on Tuesday, April 1st at City Hall. The consent calendar included approval of the new finance director's agreement. Brooke Woodcox will start on April 7th. A status report by the professional recruiters, Avery Associates, for the city manager recruitment stated that 22 applications had been received as of March 24th, with the recruitment closing on April 4th. The recruiters will evaluate the applications and conduct initial background checks before presenting a list of the top candidates to the council. The council is expected to conduct interviews the first week of May. Current city manager Jim Stretch retires in June, so it is hoped to have a new manager in place by then. The council approved $17,145 from the general fund as well as the Parks and Recreation Fund for the costs related to the gift of the recreational property given by the Eel River School District to the city. The funds will cover the costs of surveying and installing a separation fence between the remaining school property and the new 3.4 acres of city park. City Manager Stretch stated that the property being given was just shy of what would be needed to build a children's soccer field, so Stretch stated that he may approach the school district to give them a bit more land for this. The city is also paying $1,775 from the street fund to conduct a survey of the Davis Street right-of-way to the Eel River. The city has long been trying to gain additional access to the valuable riverfront property located at the River's Edge RV Park. According to a 2008 municipal service review done by Rio Dell for LAFCO, the city needs to acquire 7.5 acres of parks to meet the National Recreation and Parks Association recommendations. The only parkland owned by the city to date is the small Memorial Park and Triangle Park located near City Hall. The city has talked for years about its desire to add riverfront property as a public park, and the bank of the river that is part of the River's Edge RV Park is the most desirable location. The Traffic Committee report submitted to the council at this meeting also recommended creating additional public access to the river at the end of Davis Street. An emergency action was added to the agenda for ratifying the city manager's action to terminate the contract with Arnold Kemp of Kemp Inspection for cause, and arranging for alternative sources of building inspection services. The city had recently approved a new contract with Kemp, where the city would pay for basic professional insurance for the independent contractor, and permit fees were increased 66% in order to cover the expense, plus a shortfall in the building department. The agreement required Kemp to provide a copy of his plans examiner and building inspection certification to the city, which he has failed to do. The city manager gave a letter of termination to Kemp, and no additional work has been assigned to him since that time. However, the earlier agreement with Kemp paid all of the fees up front for inspection services that had not been rendered yet. Kemp will be required to complete the inspections that he has already been paid for or refund the money to the city so they can have someone else complete the process. Rio Dell will work with Fortuna for building inspection services for now, while Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell becomes certified. Caldwell has extensive experience with drafting and design, as well as code enforcement already. The building department duties will be added into his employment agreement. Councilmember Frank Wilson asked if this change would offset the shortfall in building department revenue, which was the basis for the fee increase, but Stretch responded that was not known currently. Stretch then reported that there is a problem with the final aspects of the wastewater project involving the pipe run under the Eel River.
We continue to have an issue with regard to the State Lands Commission. They have indicated to us that the 50-foot easement that was indicated in the drawing that crossed under the river for the pipe is somewhere in that 50-foot easement. They indicate to us that they approved a 20-foot easement. And so it's their opinion that the pipe is placed outside of the 20-foot easement, and we thought we had 50.
The city will have to create a revised application to submit along with a $2,500 fee in order to amend the permit. Talks are underway with Wallen Construction and Brett Reinhardt Engineering for who gets to pay and do the work for the revised application. The city application originally asked for a 50-foot easement, and the State Lands Commission approved a 20-foot easement under the Eel River. It is not clear why no one noticed the change to 20-foot in the approved permit. The City Council meeting will be next held April 15th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf from the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.